everyone. Welcome back to the MIFA podcast. My name is Jonathan Hughes, and I'm the host of the MIFA podcast. And with me, as always, is Julie Shields-Rutina. Hi, Julie.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Today, we're talking to Mark Broadbent, the coordinator of transfer affairs and articulation at Holyoke Community College, and student Brigenza Rosa about the Mass Transfer Program, which is a collaboration between the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and public community colleges, public four-year colleges designed to help students graduate with little to no debt. So it's something we like to talk about a lot at MIFA in our presentations as a pathway to a four-year degree. So you're going to want to listen to that. But before we do that, Julie, let's talk federal student loan news. So what happened last week?
Yeah, so I know this is some news that's going to come as relief to many borrowers. So President Biden signed an executive order to extend the federal student loan relief. And what does that mean for borrowers? Well, it basically extends what has already been in place until September. So this current pause, as it's called, has been in place since the passage of the CARES Act in March. And it is allowing students to pause on the repayment of all of their federal student loans. So a student can make payments on their student loans if they want to, but they're not required to. And any payments that they do make will allow them to get ahead because the interest rate is set to zero. So if someone has not had a financial change during COVID, that could be good. They could keep paying and really get ahead on those student loans. And if they have had financial difficulties, which many, many people have, then they're not required to make those payments. So that really, I think, is going to come as a little literal relief for 42 million borrowers, possibly. So that's how many students are in repayment. Yeah,
that's a lot. I was surprised to see that number, but I shouldn't be surprised because, you know, my house is one of those houses that's going to be affected by this and granted this relief. So, you know, not for my loans because my loans were just paid off last year. But my wife has federal student loans that are going to be, you know, again, the pause will affect that and there'll be a 0% interest rate. So so this is all about giving people relief from their monthly payments, and we know who it affects, but who does it not affect? Let's make that clear.
Yes, yes. So this is for federal student loans and not for private loans. And we know that many students have both. So it's just always important to note that while this relief is there for your federal student loans, it doesn't apply to your private student loans. So you need to talk with your private student loan servicer separately to, you know, if you need help with that, but that does not fall under this CARES Act. So it's just important to know what type of loan you have so that you know how to work with that and take advantage of the benefits and get the help you need, but get it from the right place.
Okay, Julie, well, it's not always good news, but then it's been a lot of good news lately. So let's hope that trend continues. Now we'll head over to the MIFA mailbag. And I'll say once again that the questions read on this segment have come to us over the past few weeks. And they may be on your mind too. So remember, if you have questions, you can email us at collegeplanning@mifa.org or call us at 1-800-449-MIFA. We're a full bench of college guidance experts are waiting to assist you. So our first question comes to us from Claire. And she writes, if your child has a savings account or CD, can those be counted against them when applying for financial aid or loans? So, Julie, do you want to take this one?
Sure, yes. So, well, you know, when you apply for financial aid, you're sharing the big picture of your financial situation, which includes parent income and assets, student income and assets. So all of it is factored in. So if a student has a savings account or any investments, then a student's own savings or investments are treated at a rate of about 20% in the financial aid formula, meaning that the formula expects them to pay about 20% of those assets per year toward educational costs, with the thought that the student is the main beneficiary of the education. And so that's how that's treated. So if the student has $1,000 in the bank, then the expectation is that when they apply for financial aid in a given year, that about 200 of that would be used to be paid toward educational costs. And I'll just add that, because this is sort of a tangential question that we sometimes get, money that is saved in the parent's name, and that includes 529 plans and prepaid tuition plans, those very specific types of college savings plans, then the rate that the parent assets are assessed at is a maximum of 5.6%, so a lot lower. So, you know, that's just something to know when thinking about how savings is counted and affects the financial aid.
Okay, so our next question comes to us from Mamie. And Mamie writes, I received an owner payment for a tuition certificate that my son didn't end up needing for his college tuition last August. I've not received any tax report documents from me concerning how to pay taxes on the interest I earned. This is tax season is approaching. So as with all tax questions, I will say that we are not tax experts, we're not tax preparers, and all questions on your taxes should be directed to your tax preparers. So having said that, in general, I will say that tax paperwork for the U plan, so tax consequences, tax paperwork is only generated on the U plan on those accounts that have more than $10 of post-maturity interest in the past year. Okay, what does that mean? That sounds confusing. So basically, if you're using your U plan, if you're cashing it out, you know, if your child doesn't go to a participating college, or if you're sending it to a participating college for tuition, that doesn't trigger any tax paperwork going up. The only thing that does trigger any potential tax paperwork to be generated, you can hold on to these accounts after they mature. So when you put your money into a U plan, you're putting it into a bond, and the bond has a maturity year. So you probably picked one or more of the years that the child is going to be in college for. But of course, plans change, and sometimes you don't use it in that year, and you can hold on to those certificates after they mature for up to 6 years. If you do that, any interest that accrues after the maturity, if it's over $10 in a year, then that generates tax paperwork to you. So any post-maturity interest over $10 will generate a 1099 to go out to the owner. Those have been sent out. So it could be that you did not warrant any tax paperwork being sent out to you, Mamie. If you had, it would have been sent out, or you could go on to your U plan account online. You can find that at MIFA.org/U plan, and go access your account and access that tax paperwork on your online account. So remember, if you have any questions, we'll say it once again, reach out to us at collegeplanning@MIFA.org or call us at 1-800-449-MIFA. And now we'll head to my conversation with Mark Broadbent from Holyoke Community College, and student Luigenza Rosa.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to let you know that we experienced some technical difficulties during this interview, and I apologize for that. At certain moments, the sound gets a little choppy. It's just a few moments, so hopefully it won't substantially impact your enjoyment of this episode. I also want to call out the website, which I neglected to do, for the Mass Transfer Program, which is mass.edu/masstransfer. Thank you.
Mark Broadbent is the coordinator of transfers and articulation at Holyoke Community College. Luigenza Rosa is a student at UMass Amherst Eisenberg School of Management. And they're here to talk to us about the Mass Transfer Program, which, Luigenza, you're currently moving through as a student. But first, I want to talk to Mark about the program in general. But thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So, Mark, can you give the folks a brief description of what the Mass Transfer Program is?
Absolutely. Mass Transfer Program is really, it's an umbrella program that has many programs that fall underneath it. So Mass Transfer is kind of the broad heading, and under it has Mass Transfer General Education Foundation block, which is really how courses transfer and equates to general education requirements. There's a STEM Gen Ed block for those students in the heavy science majors. There's two types of mapped programs. There's A to B mapped pathways or linked pathways. Those are the programs that are eligible for Mass Transfer. Then we have the program Commonwealth Commitment, which allows students to get some money as they move through the program. We have a MAST course-to-course database system, and then there's a reverse transfer component with Mass Transfer as well. So there's a bunch of programs that fall under the broad heading of Mass Transfer.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I wonder if you could tell me the difference between some of those programs, like the difference between the General Education Foundation, the A to B program, and the Commonwealth Commitment program. Those are the three ones that we talk about at NEPA when we talk about the Mass Transfer program. And I know there's a lot more, as you mentioned, but if you could just sort of give people an idea of what the different facets of those programs are.
Absolutely. So they kind of blend together, but they are different programs within Mass Transfer. So we have two types of programs that our students can enroll in and be participating in Mass Transfer. They have A to B mapped programs or linked programs. And the MAP program started right around 2016, where faculty came together in different areas and created foundational courses within those areas, biology, economics, psychology, or just to name a few. And it allows students to know exactly what courses that they need to take. They can move through the program at the community college in a pretty timely fashion and then transfer over to the four-year school, knowing that their courses are going to transfer. Then I discussed a little bit about the Mass Transfer block, and that's a set of courses that are built into our majors that are most of the pathway majors have the block in it. And the block equates to the state university's general education requirements. So it's the two English courses, 9 credits of social science, anthropology, political science, psychology, sociology, courses like that, 9 credits of humanities, art, music, history, philosophy, foreign languages, 2 lab sciences, and a 100-level math class. So when students complete that block plus the pathway, they know their 60-credit degree will transfer over. Their general education requirements are done at the four-year school, except for an additional 2 courses that they'll do once they get to the four-year school. And then Commonwealth Commitment falls under the mapped programs. So students that are in those MAP programs, knowing exactly what foundational courses that they need to take, can sign up for Commonwealth Commitment before they've earned 15 college credits. It gives these students a rebate every semester that they're full-time, 12 credits with us, 3.0 GPA or higher. They get a 10% rebate, and we actually physically give them a check. It's about $280 for students at HCC. They have to go through the pathway in 2.5 years, transfer right on to the four-year state school, and then they go to 14 credits, which is considered full-time at the universities, and maintain that B average. And they'll get a rebate at those schools as well. The other benefit is we freeze our tuition rate. So a student starts in fall of 2020, we increase our tuition for fall of 2021, they go back to that rate, they pay that rate through their time at Holyoke. Once they transfer on, the four-year school will then look back to the semester they started, and that's the tuition rate they'll pay at the four-year school as well. So not only are they getting the 10% rebate, but they're also getting a little freeze on tuition. So as I said, they kind of all map together. They all kind of go in together, even though they're like separate entities under Mass Transfer.
And so Holyoke Community College then is partnered with different program or different colleges in this program. Who are the colleges that are partnered with HCC in this venture?
So it's all the Massachusetts State Universities. So it's the 4 UMass campuses, Amherst, Boston, Lowell, Dartmouth. Then the state universities, Westfield, Bridgewater, Pittsburgh, Framingham, Salem, Mass College of Liberal Arts, Worcester State, all of those schools fall under mass transfer. And we can also use it technically at the other community colleges. Many times students will jump from one community college to another, may need a course at that particular school, or they may find a program that fits them better at that particular school. So there are some benefits as far as doing that, at least as far as making sure you know what courses you're taking. But it's all the Massachusetts state schools.
Okay, so you're partnered with all the states. Somebody can start at HCC and transfer to any Massachusetts state school within this program.
Correct.
Now, you mentioned also reverse transfer, and I was interested to hear about that. I was wondering if you could talk about that a bit.
Absolutely. So reverse transfer is a situation where a student may not necessarily complete their degree with us, transfer on to the four-year school, but then say, you know what, I still want to meet my degree requirements and at least obtain the degree and the credential at the community college. So they can then send their courses back that fit for the community college degree, transfer those credits back while they're at the four-year school, earn the degree at the community college while still working towards the four-year degree. We'll take 45 credits in transfer. So if a student has a couple of classes that they just didn't get the degree or couldn't do it because of timing or whatever, they can then transfer those credits back from the four-year school to earn their associate degree.
That's great. And you know, well, the way we talk about the mass transfer program at MEFA is generally as a pathway for students to earn a four-year degree as inexpensively as possible, with little to no debt graduating from that four-year program. And so that's why I'm really happy to have a student who's going through that program right now, Leah Jinsa. So thank you, Leah Jinsa, for agreeing to be with us today. And I can't wait to hear what you have to say about the program. But thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure, of course. Can you tell me how you first became aware of the program?
Yes, I knew about the program in my first semester at ACC through my advisor, Clara Caro. We sat together and we went through my curriculum. We discussed also my goals at ACC and my career path. She told me about the mass transfer program, and I liked all that I heard about the program. I immediately made an appointment with Mark, and in that meeting, Mark told me everything about the program in more details and the commitment. And I was all incensed. It was great, what I heard. And the program is great too.
So if I can ask you then, where are you now in your education?
Right now, I am at Eisenberg School of Management at UMass. I am pursuing a degree in business administration, and my major is in accounting. I am a junior right now.
Oh, okay. Well, and so this is something that you just started this year then for UMass?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
This is my second semester. My second semester. Everything is being virtual. It's not what I expected, but it's going well.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear it. So if I can ask you, what were some of the aspects of the program that personally benefited you? Well, first of all, which path did you take? Are you in the A to B program, Commonwealth Commitment? What part of the programs have you found to be of benefit to you?
Oh, the program have a lot of benefit, Jonathan. I can tell you some of the benefit that the program provide to me. For example, at ACC, we have a program, is degree work, which is customized with the mass transfer block. And every time I knew the courses that I have to take for my next semester, I feel in control because I knew what was coming on my next semester. And also the 10% rebate. It really felt great when I opened up an envelope with money inside, a check that I could use for whatever I want expenses that I wanted to cover with. It was great. It's like getting paid for going to school, for doing something that you would do anyway. And also, guaranteed admission at UMass. I knew that I just have to focus on keeping my grades in shape, because that was a key element to get accepted at UMass. And I did work tirelessly to keep my GPA on shape. And that was, one more time, doing something that I needed to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing is that I transferred 65 courses with no problem at all. So I transferred 65 credits from ACC to UMass without any inconvenience. They accept all my credit at ACC. Something else is the small classes that I have now, because I did all my general education at ACC.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everything is virtual right now. It's online, but this is going to end, you know, and mm-hmm. my classes are small, 35 students. And you know that UMass can have even 200 plus students in a classroom.
Right. You
know, this is a benefit.
Yes. So you took all of your general education requirements, or most of them, at HCC. So now you have smaller classes, and I'm imagining the classes are accounting classes or business classes?
Yes, those are accounting classes. This is something is challenging, because we have no classes like to say this is my easy one, or are demanding, because now they are very just concentrating on my major, because having small classes also allow me to build a better relationship with my professors and my classmates. We get to know each other. We get to speak about different things together, which is great. I don't have to remember 200 plus name or 100 plus name, because we are 30, 35. We are a small group.
So, you know, are there any things that have helped you to stay focused on your educational goals that you can share with everybody?
Yes, of course. I had a lot of support from my family. They are always with me every step of the way. Also, ACC has a very well-designed support system around our students, including Mark, that was always there for me, supporting me. And also, I remember that he used to send me letters at home with reminder, you still need to take this course. You have still this, you know, that combined different classes that were not that challenging with someone that were more demanding. And that was great. I feel like I was empowered because that support system kept me focused on what I needed to do.
Is this something that you would recommend that other people look into, is the mass transfer program?
Absolutely. First of all, you have guaranteed that you will be accepted in the university. I always knew that I wanted to go to UMass. That was my north. And I knew that I would be there because I was doing the work. I was focused on school, getting my grades. And I knew that I would be there because the program. Also, I knew that I would be saving some money because I don't have to pay for applying to other universities, which is expensive. I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to do any essay at all. Yes.
Well, I really thank you guys both for coming on, and I hope that you have great success and you're able to actually get on campus soon to UMass. That would be great. But I wish you all the best luck in the future. And once again, Mark Liujinsa, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for having me.
Well, all right, guys. Thanks for listening. Julie, it was a pleasure as always.
Thank you.
So remember to like or subscribe to the podcast, and you can do that on whatever podcast app you found us, or even better, leave us a good review. It helps people to find us. Otherwise, if you have questions, I'll say it for the third time. Contact us at collegeplanningofmifa.org or call us at 1-800-449-MIFA. Until next time, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Julie. Oh.